Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Excuse me. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Actually quite fitting given his location on this geographical earth. Joining me once again from Chambers Custom is Joe Chambers. This is 1911 University. Good afternoon, sir.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Recently, I called Joe, and I told him about a video I saw. And we can. I'm just going to mention the guy's name. And if he's got more subscribers than I do as far as on YouTube. So if you want to go check him out, that's fine. His name is X-Ring. That's his channel name. And on and X-Ring, it looks to me like X-Ring sort of knows how to shoot. He sort of speaks in a way that I find to be knowledgeable. His claim is that he is a former law enforcement officer, which he very likely is. And I think now he's a competitive shooter. And he was doing a review of the Staccato C2. Now, my problem arose when X-Ring got out there and stated that for day-to-day, and I'm paraphrasing here, he basically stated that for day-to-day carry, the only way to roll is with a striker-fired gun, because I guess in his world, they never have a failure to fire, falling out of battery, any of that nonsense. They never have none of that happen, and only hammer-fired guns are susceptible to that. And this was based on the fact that he started having some stovepipes with this particular gun, the Staccato C2. Now, if it's going to involve a 2011, 2019, 1911 or something, there's only one final word in my world, and that's Joe Chambers. Now, you went and looked at that video, yeah?
Yeah, I watched it.
What were
you thankful?
Well, I mean, what did you think about? I mean, does X-Ring, can he shoot?
Yeah, I mean, he has good form. I'd like to see the ejection port side of the gun while he's shooting, because he never showed that ever, not once. And it's possible that he was stalling the slide himself.
Now,
when you say stalling
the slide, what are you saying? How does someone stall the slide?
With their thumbs. I can do it. You know, when you're shooting, you can put too much pressure on the gun with your thumbs trying to control the recoil, and you can stall the slide. And you cause that exact same, you can cause that exact same kind of stovepipe jam that he had. I mean, I've done it myself on purpose to prove point to clients and friends. It's really not that difficult to do. Most people do it subconsciously when they get into a real run of shots.
Right.
Because they start gripping tighter and tighter and tighter and tighter as they shoot.
Right.
And next thing you know, stovepipe.
Well, the other thing he was having was a lot of a failure to lock back. Now, would that do that
same,
as well?
same problem.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, you're stalling the slide, you're retarding the slide. Nobody likes that word retard anymore, but you're retarding the slide. That's what you're doing.
Well, it is the appropriate term, I think, in this particular context.
And it's also the appropriate term for people who can't shoot. So. That's just me.
Okay. But now back to his original premise, though. Which
I think he's wrong.
Well, I think he's wrong, too. I mean, I cannot imagine people, I mean, the Staccato has been approved for 650 law enforcement organizations plus.
Yeah.
And I don't see them getting out there and approving something that's not going to. Don't they test those things when they get out there and say, okay, you can carry this gun?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, and I'm sure this guy's a nice guy. I don't know him. Adam, you know, I did leave a comment on his page that, you know, the manufacturer says these guns need oil because of the finish that's on them. And he admitted that in the video that he didn't oil it one time between when he cleaned it at 500 rounds and when he started having malfunctions. Okay, well, then that should be an indication that, you know, maybe you should do something. And he talks about all these fancy guns that he has, and I saw him showing them off in the video, and I can guarantee you 110% that the guns he showed in those videos, he has malfunctions with.
Sure.
Because I know the math. I know the math on those guns. But to say that, and this is always funny to me when people say this because I know better, but to say that, oh, you know, striker fire guns like the Glock and whatever, they don't malfunction like this. That's false. That's a lie. And all you have to do is call somebody like Chuck Pressburg or Jared Reston or Steve Fisher or Aaron Cowan or Jedi or Tim Heron, and who actually see these guns in classes where they teach and people shoot thousands of rounds, and they'll go, oh, yeah, no, those guns fail all the time. They'll tell you straight up.
Yeah.
It's a mechanical object. The mechanical objects fail. That's all there is to it.
Right.
So, yeah, to say, ooh, I would never use one of these for duty because it just failed twice in 1,000 rounds with no lubrication and junk ammo. Come on, dude. Come on. That is called, in my previous world of business where I was at, that's called intellectual dishonesty.
You know, the thing about this is, and I would almost understand this if he had a dog in the fight. Okay, I watch a bunch of camera reviews, and there's always every one of these camera reviewers is an ambassador for somebody, but they get everybody's camera, and inevitably everybody else's camera, but the camera that they represent is not nearly as good as the one they represent. I understand this. I get it. You got a dog in the fight. I don't know that he had a dog in the fight because as I've looked around, it doesn't look like he's sponsored by anybody or anybody's doing anything special for him. And yet,
no.
He was doing some things in there that sort of looked like it was handicapping the gun from the get-go. Because I know that with any semi-automatic pistol, I need to be firing ammunition that is going to at least be strong enough and have enough oomph to make it operate.
Right.
And that normally, I mean, most of your, let's be honest, most of your junk ammunition comes in at 115 grains. And if you're going to shoot 115 grain run in anything striker fired, save it for all that stuff and use 124 grain and above, something that you would actually carry.
Right.
When you're running one of these guns, and it'll show you what it's going to do as far as that's concerned. But anyway, enough of me. This is not Bill's University. This is 1911 University. We're coming up on the first break. You can find Joe Chambers and find out about Joe Chambers at ChambersCustom.com. You can also find him on Facebook at Chambers Custom and on Instagram at Chambers Custom. And just for the sense of continuity, he's also available on Patreon at 1911 University just when you were getting used to Chambers Custom. But we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Mm-hmm. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. We're talking to Joe Chambers. This is 1911 University. And I want to tell you about something that has happened to me, and I want to get your viewpoint on it, because as a builder of guns, you might have some insight into it, although I don't think you have too much personal experience. So heretofore, I've been using SIG P320s. And the one that I built up the most, when I took it to the range after I built it up the most, that I bought it used, and I put this really nice lower on it, and the first time I go to pull the trigger on it, the trigger stays back, and it doesn't reset.
That's not good.
And what has happened is the FCU, over the course of time, because of the way they're made, even though you can pull them out and you can do a lot of things to them, there's certain things you can't do to them. Because SIG made that to where it's designed to be a manufacturer level repair. If one of these things starts to go down, they're not designed to be taken apart by me. I wouldn't mind you taking it apart because you know about stuff that goes along with it, and you'd probably be able to put it back together. I certainly cannot take it down enough to clean it enough because it just worked out to it being really, really dirty. So I've had to take that gun and package it up and stick it in a box and ship it to SIG. And it was like $130 to do it, right? Just to get it back to operational capacity.
I didn't pay the shipping?
No. No.
Another reason not to buy a SIG.
Well, that's why I got rid of the other SIGs that I have that I haven't put so much into as this one.
Shouldn't that be a manufacturer's warranty issue?
You would think so, but especially given all the stuff that goes on with it. All the, you know, there's a lot of stuff about the 320 that I find to be false. I find that they're going off in holsters without anybody touching them. I don't find that to be credible at all. But the Achilles heel of it is the same thing that is the strength of it that makes it truly modular, is that FCU. See, that's not a gun I could send to you and you could do a trigger job on it because that's part of the FCU.
But I could.
Do you really?
I can do a trigger job on pretty much everything, but I'm not going to.
Okay. So that's not something if I were to send it to you and you wanted to proof of concept, you wouldn't want to do that.
No, because the gun already has problems. They already go off by themselves. You know, it's actually ironic that we're talking about this right at this moment, because the guy that does my firewood in the wintertime, he was trying to call during the first segment, and I tapped him off and sent him a text and told him, Phil, I can't talk. I'm doing a radio show. He sent me a message. He goes, this is really urgent. He says, what could cause a .243 rifle when you put a bullet in and close the bolt to fire? I said, is it a Remington? He goes, Remington Model 700. I said, faulty trigger, known issue for decades. Replace the trigger. If you got a known issue, I mean, Remington, they went through this years ago before they came out with the X trigger, right? Remington had the best, arguably at the time, the best trigger on bolt gun commercially available to the common man, period. The problem arose when knuckleheads and nitwits started turning the screws to make it lighter or better.
Right.
And there's something to be said for that, but you needed to know what you were doing before you started messing with it. And so people started playing with the screws to make it lighter or make it better or whatever. And then they started going off when you closed the bolt. I had one do it to me when I was younger. And it scared the crap out of me and my dad. He almost shot my head off, which some people would say would be a blessing, but you know, nonetheless,
I'm not one of them, Joe.
I know you are. But nonetheless, my point is, you have a gun with a known problem. Get that squared away first before you start modifying it.
Right.
Right, because then at least if you have another problem, there's a good chance that you can find it and figure out what the problem is. But I think it's poor form for SIG to require people to pay shipping to get the gun sent back for warranty repair when they know they got an issue. Now, something could be said for, Logo Freddy, you did all these modifications.
You know what? You know what? You know what? Let me think. Let me correct one thing on this. They sent me a label for free. So maybe maybe what I paid for is actually the service and the labor. Maybe that's what I paid
for. So if it's a warranty issue,
right,
on something they know, I mean, clients, okay, roll this back a bit. New client calls me, he says, yo, I bought this gun secondhand. I really love it. It's new in the box, but it's got a big scratch on both sides of the trigger guard. I says, okay, send me some pictures. He sends me some pictures. We did not cause that damage. I says, all right, you know what? I'll fix that for you for minimal cost plus shipping. Okay, no problem. On the flip side, you get a client who says, Joe, you know, I got this gun, and occasionally I'm having a little issue with it, with the trigger. And he just brought it back from deployment. And I said, okay, no problem. Send me that gun. I sent him a shipping label. He sent the gun. I fixed the trigger. Was it our fault? I don't know. Was it the sand where he was at? I don't know. I fixed the trigger. I sent it back because that's a function issue, not something that, you know, it's possible that the parts could have had an issue, not something that was caused by somebody else. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know. As a manufacturer of firearms, I look at that a whole different level.
Right.
You know you got a problem, Sig. Right? You know you got a problem. So why are you going to charge people to fix something that you know you have a problem with? That's kind of BS, in my opinion.
Well, I sort of share your opinion about it. The thing is, the part that I take umbrage with is that this is designed to where I can't clean it.
Right.
And I mean, I've never had a weapon before that if I were to, like, I only know how to take a 1911, say, down to a certain level. But I'm pretty sure you could show me how to take it down lower than that, and I could do it competently if I'm given enough enough instruction and I can comprehend it, which I should be able to. But in this particular case, this was not designed to be this way. This was not designed for me ever to get and to be able to clean it. And without that, I don't know where that goes. We're coming up on the next break. Chambers Custom, well, you can, Instagram is a good place to find them because Joe always does these little videos that he pops up there after they've been on Patreon and a few other places, a YouTube channel, which is also Chambers Custom. And you can catch little snippets here and there. And if you're one of those that has a gun in the queue, you may get to see your gun as it goes through its various phases because Joe put them up there as he goes along. Good stuff. We'll be right back. This is 1911 University with Joe Chambers, and this is Lock and Load. In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Nicholas Cruz was spared the death penalty by a jury for the murders of 17 people at a Parkland, Florida high school in 2018. Instead, the jury decided to recommend he spend his life in prison without parole. Prices continue to rise according to the September Consumer Price Index, but the year-over-year increase is slower than reported this summer. While appearing on Fox Business, Texas Republican Congressman Kevin Brady says he believes inflation will continue to be a problem in the United States.
It's clear
We're going to see high inflation. It's persistent, and right now there's no end in sight.
The Democratic-led January House Select Committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol voted to issue a subpoena to former President Donald Trump for testimony and documents. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. This is 1911 University with Joe Chambers, and I've got a question for you. When I was doing the research to find out about all of this SIG P320 going off in the holster thing, I started looking back in history and in time with these various law enforcement agencies in particular that have adopted Glocks and Smith & Wesson, striker-fire guns. And the overwhelming thing that I found is that whenever somebody adopts this, apparently they don't train them enough. Because, like in the case of L.A. County, they adopted the Smith & Wesson M&P. And then they had a bunch of sheriff's deputies shooting themselves. And when asked about this, the public service or the public relations guy goes, oh, it's a new platform. They're just not used to it yet. But they had come from the Beretta. The Beretta 92 or the M9 or whatever it is. And that's a double action, single action pistol with a very heavy first trigger pull in double action. So am I to be led to believe that police officers were running around with Berettas with their fingers in the trigger guard because that was safer for them, and that the 7 pound lighter trigger pull of a striker fired gun is too much beyond them in the beginning to understand they can't put their finger in the trigger guard? Is that what I'm led to believe on this?
I doubt it. I think it was just a cover up.
Well, that did occur to me too. That occurred to me as well. But here's the thing. I remember, like with Glock, when NYPD went to Glock, And they had gone from revolvers to Glocks. And I think there were some guys that had SIG P226s, which is also a double-action, single-action gun. When they went to Glocks, they had people shooting it themselves, each other, their kids, all over the place.
Right.
And then they adopted a 12-pound New York trigger for the Glock, which that means it weighs three times as much as a gun does when it's loaded. And now they don't have as many accidental shootings of each other. But what they do have is like there was a guy that decided to commit suicide by cop. So he murdered his boss in front of the Empire State Building. And when the two of NYPD's finest rolled up on him, they drew their weapons and went at him. And in the ensuing firefight, they shot nine civilians. They did kill him, but they accidentally shot nine civilians.
Yeah, which is terrible.
So what are we to make of this? I mean, is this a training issue? Is this a gun design issue? What's the deal with this?
You know, it's a training issue. I mean, you go to any of these classes and you talk to cops and you listen to them, right? What you find out is they don't get to shoot a whole lot at work, and they're human beings just like everybody else. You know, they go home and they don't. Most cops that I've talked to and I'm friends with, there's a ton of cops out there that are not gun people. They're not. Okay, they carry a gun because it's part of the job.
Right.
Right. So they're going to be as proficient at carrying a gun. Notice what I said there. They're going to be proficient at carrying a gun as they have to be. It doesn't mean that they're proficient at shooting the gun. I'm serious. Not a slight against police officers. I love them. I got a ton of clients that are cops. But a lot of officers out there carry a gun because they have to. It's part of the job. And they're proficient at carrying the gun. But when they go do their calls once a year, and they eke by with a, 75%, that's the one time a year that they shot. And so when, two of New York's finest roll up on the Empire State Building and burn down seven innocent people, you shouldn't be surprised. Because those two guys may not have shot their guns all year.
Right.
Because maybe their police department, like the one here, where I live, for years, they were underfunded. They didn't have money for ammo at all, ever.
Right.
And I'd go up and I would say, hey, I'd get you guys ammo at manufacturer's cost. Oh, man, we wish we could get some, but we just don't have the money. You don't have money for ammo or pennies on the dollar?
Right.
No. We don't. And so, even if they have the ammo, unless they have an on-site firearms trainer, FTO, then who do they have to take them to the range to work with them? No one. So it really doesn't matter what kind of gun you put in their hands. They're going to have some screw-ups.
Right.
It's human nature.
Right.
Because they're not getting the training that they need, and in many cases, the training that they want.
Well,
we're gonna train them to talk nicely to a teenager who's beating his dad over the head with a baseball bat. Now, shoot that dude in the head.
Well, I mean, I see what you're saying. Cops are by the job description are not. They're not they don't have the backing. They don't have the support of whoever's in charge of their system or their agency to where they can go out and train as much as they need to. But then you've got a professional, one of your pro series guys, Jared Reston, who just retired as a cop, right?
Right.
And I mean, Jared has not only become good enough to be one of your pro guys. I mean, he obviously is a very formidable gunfighter.
Yeah.
Not only is he not just that, but I mean, his chosen platform is one of the guns. It is. What does he get? He has the which are his guns?
He's got a regulator and a NAS.
Yeah. Yes. So he's gotten out there and he's had the how should we put this? He's had the privilege of being able to get out there with somebody who recognizes his excellence. And you got with him and you said, Jared, if I were going to make a gun that was made for you, what would you want? And you made it. And now he uses it because it has the attributes he was looking for in a gun. And it works right for him. Now, when you got somebody like that, who was a cop? I mean, was he like a high-ranking cop? Was he a high-speed cop? What was he when he was a cop?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was on the SWAT team as a sharpshooter. He was a sheriff's deputy.
Right.
In Jacksonville, Florida, which is, Florida, man. You gotta say, Bill.
Right.
Florida man. You know? He was a sheriff's deputy there and on the tactical response unit and did a lot of undercover warrant service and things of that nature. And yeah, so when he was on duty, you know, regular before we met, he carried Glocks. I don't think that they were bone stock, but Jared's also been a gunfighter for a long time.
Right.
He's one of those, and in his agency is very proactive about this stuff. From what I understand, you know, they provide training. They encourage it. Jared was one of the FTOs. They brought in outside people and all this kind of stuff. They had a budget for ammo to shoot. Because they deal with, Florida man.
Well, you hang on there. Hold there, Florida man. Coming up on the last break. If you want to get involved with this, you got to go to chamberscustom.com. That's where you start. That's where it happens. That's where it goes. Start there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special inhaled DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Last time on the firing line. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out at DeSantisHolster.com. Been talking to Joe Chambers. And we started this off with 1911 University, talking about this guy who said that you should never carry a hammer-fired gun as your carry gun. And now we've laid out the case as to why, at the very least, some of these striker-fired guns in the wrong hands, in some cases, or in less than fully trained hands, are sort of dangerous. So let's go back to the 2019 platform. Now, this has both what I refer to as a passive safety and an active safety with the grip-mounted safety, and not the, with the grip safety and the flip-up safety. Have we ever seen, with the people that run these guns, have you ever heard of any instances where somebody knows that's been trained, even cursory, and knows about the, you know, the safeties and everything that are employed? Have they ever had that, these kind of safety issues where people just pick them up and accidentally shoot them?
No. Because you have two active safeties.
Right.
So you have to disengage both of them before you can pull the trigger. If they're both functioning properly, that's the key, right?
Right, right.
I mean, I have seen people disable both, which I think is pretty foolhardy. But no, with both safeties functioning properly, I've never seen a 1911 that wasn't dropped from 10 feet in the air on concrete go off. But I have seen that.
Okay. So, is this why we're seeing a resurgence of law enforcement looking at these, now that the double stack 2011-2019 has become where more people seem to be going? Is this why more law enforcement is looking at this? Because, one, you have a trigger that is the best trigger on the planet. Would you agree?
Yes.
Even the bad ones. Are the bad ones even better? Even they are better than a striker fire trigger?
No.
No. Oh, well.
No. No, I think a bad 1911 trigger could be supplanted pretty easily by a good Striker fire trigger.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I had one in here, but still here. I've got to do some tweaking to it, but I've got a, you know, I got a Springfield Prodigy that I reviewed, and this thing's trigger is like 7.5 pounds in 3 stages. Who does that to a gun? Why? Why'd you do that, Springfield?
Right.
You know, you bring a new product to the market, you should do better. And that trigger is absolutely not as good as my Glock. Just throwing it out there. But yes, generally speaking, I think they're going to it because it's got a better trigger. It's easier to shoot. It holds the bullets that they want. And, you know, to be honest with you, a lot of these agencies, they looked at what I was doing, I think. And then after me, Staccato, and then the others kind of fell in line. And they go, oh, well, these guns can be made to be reliable. Let's use them. And they're, you know, and you have the dual safety. So
right.
That's an added benefit. You have to take the safety off for the gun to fire.
Right.
But putting your booger picker on the bang switch doesn't just do it.
Well, I mean, in light of what I knew that I had read about this kind of stuff before. And when he was alive, Bob Owens, who was the publisher at Bearing Arms, had put a thing out where he was like, nobody should carry a Glock. Everybody should carry a SIG P07.
Okay.
Because that gun, it was a double-action, single-action gun. And it could be set up to have a safety if you had to carry it cocked and locked. Of course, it did not have the redundant grip safety on it. Right? But his opinion was that nobody should even carry it cocked and locked. They should have the long, full trigger press on that. And I guess his point about it being that gun is it was near the same price point as a Glock. If that was your price point, that's what you should carry instead of the Glock. And
so he believed you should not take advantage of mechanical advantage.
Well, you're talking about like a 1911?
No, he's saying you should carry it hammer down DOA.
Yes, yes, yes.
So
yes.
He believed you shouldn't take advantage of the mechanical advantage that the gun had.
I guess, I don't think he thought in those terms because at that particular time, I didn't think of those terms. All I thought was, listen, if you're going to carry a striker fire gun, just don't stick your finger in the trigger guard until you're ready to shoot it.
Yeah, but that gun had a thumb safety on it, did it not?
Yes, the PL7 did, yes, sir.
So why would you carry cocked and locked?
Well, that's the way I would carry it. I mean, with that gun, you can either set it up. It comes with two setups. You can either have it as a safety or as a hammer drop. So I would always set mine up as a safety and carry it with it cocked and locked. Because
right.
They shoot pretty good in single action. And that's the way, when I had one, I would carry it. But his thing was not about a mechanical advantage. His thing, I think, was more about the lack of training for most people carrying these guns. So to that end, my thought is this. If you're going to carry a gun and you want to carry a gun and you're thinking to yourself, if you're advocating certain people carry a gun, why wouldn't we be advocating they carry a gun with a safety and a grip safety? And they can carry, and it's the most lethal gun on the planet simply because of its trigger. If it's done right, of course. And but because it is, I mean, has anybody ever looked at a 1911 and said, we got to make sure this gun is drop safe?
Yes.
Really? Okay.
Springfield.
Springfield again. Okay. And why did they do it?
I mean, well, you know, we went through this whole time period in our history with guns in this country where there were certain states that are still idiotic in their rulers in those states. And yes, I did just call them rulers. Their rulers in those states are idiots. And they think that, you know, you have to have a gun that you can drop off the Empire State Building and it won't go off. Look, people. Guns are inherently dangerous. They can kill you.
Yeah.
You should handle them with caution. Number one rule of gun safety, never point a gun at anything you don't want to intentionally destroy. The end.
Yep.
If you follow that one rule, you'll never shoot somebody on accident. Or you shouldn't. Right? Because you're not pointing it at anything that you don't want to destroy.
Right.
Which would be a human, unless you mean to point it at them. So, you know, we went through this time period where California said, well, you gotta be able to drop the gun from 7 feet or whatever it was and on concrete and not have it go off. And Massachusetts did this. And New York did this. All these mini dictatorships passed these silly archaic gun laws saying that, you know, what they were trying to do was eliminate the ability of pistols to be brought into their state. And kudos, and I tease Springfield about it, but the reality of it is kudos to Springfield for stepping up to the gate and finding the workaround, like we always do in the gun industry, right?
Right.
They say, oh, you can't do that. And we go, aha, but we can. We'll do it this way. So they, you know, they developed the ILS system because you had to have a lock on the gun. So they developed the ILS system in the mainspring, which fortunately is gone in the Prodigy and the Garrison now. And they started using a titanium firing pin and a really, really heavy firing pin.
Well, and we're going to have to stop right there because we've run out of time. But you've answered my question. I know now. This is why I like 2011s and 2019s. Thank you for taking the time to join me tonight.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Always. 1911 University, check it out on Patreon. Check him out at ChambersCustom.com, Chambers Custom on Instagram, Chambers Custom on Facebook, Chambers Custom on YouTube. Back again in 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this, it has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
For 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.